FM News Talk 97.1 On Demand Audio.
And the Governor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, sir. I was just thinking the many times you sat in that chamber and listened to State of the State addresses, how humbling was it to actually be up there giving one?
Let me tell you, it's probably one of the most humbling things I've done in my life. And it was quite an ordeal to be part of that and to be up there trying to, you know, give your vision of the state of Missouri. So it was a great opportunity.
Yeah, you know, I listened to your speech yesterday, and when you and I spoke last week, and Jeff said you kind of hinted at some of this about education and infrastructure and workforce development, the education aspect of it is what I wanted to talk to you about first. What are some of the plans that you're proposing to get more people prepared for jobs that are available today in Missouri?
Yeah, well, one of the things, Mark, that we know from just traveling across the state, talking to different business leaders, different communities, different chambers all across the state, we know the demand for that workforce is out there. Probably the problem we have is we just don't have that workforce trained well enough to make sure they're ready to hit that market. And I think by what we're trying to do is really reach out to the education institutions, the K-12, the higher ed, trying to make sure they do their part to really prepare people that's going through the education system to understand what are those job markets out there, and really getting them to team up with the business sector to make the criteria for how are we going to put these packages together to train these young men and women. And then really the other thing that I think that I really had an emphasis on, I want people that's maybe out there, maybe they're in that 25, 35, 45,000 bracket, to really give them the opportunity to go back to get some post-secondary education and be able to move up their status to where they can make a little more money, and it just for all around, it just makes the economy so much better.
Sure, and all of that costs money, and I saw that you mentioned $10 million for a new Missouri One Start program, $16 million for a Missouri Excels program. Is that money in the existing budget? Is that money you're having to move from somewhere else? Where does that come from?
Yeah, a lot of that money that we're coming through on these programs is through some of the savings. You know, shutting down one of the crossroads and one of the, restructuring the prisons was one issue where it freed up some money. We looked at other savings. We asked the department heads to come up with some ideas of how we could do things. There was a lot of things we were just trying to save money to pay for these programs. And that's at the end of the day, these are the things we got to figure out a way how to pay for them, but we also got to figure out what are we getting for our money. And I think that's why we really spent a lot of time trying to narrow this down to these programs that really had to do with workforce.
Well, I heard you point out, we talk a lot about roads. We had the gas tax, obviously, that the voters rejected. You pointed out that we're really sort of at the crossroads of America here. Our roads take a beating from trucks and people coming from all over the country, and yet we're dealing with one of the smallest budgets for our highways and transportation department. Where do you find that extra money you need in the existing budget?
Yeah, the one thing we did there, Mark, we bonded, we took about $30 million to bond about $350 million worth of projects. That also gives the opportunity to put another 350 projects in the pipeline that's already sitting there in the STEP program of MoDOT, plus draw down federal money. So, you know, at the end of the day, there's probably about $1 billion worth of projects there that can actually be pretty well shovel ready for the state of Missouri. And most of the money we're doing this bonding is going to bridges in the county, probably about 250 of those across the state of Missouri that really needs to be either totally replaced or in desperate need of repair. So it's not about putting up guardrails. It's not about putting down chip and seal and doing things with a makeover. These are really things that are long-term investments. So that's why we chose to go that route.
And you mentioned that you were going to do that, and there was another $50 million that you felt could be used to jumpstart some really important priority projects.
Yeah, the $50 million grant process is that's for the local communities. If they want to do a project and they want to put skin in the game and they're willing to put money on the line, we're willing to do our part to help to make sure that those projects in their areas that are really needed, that we have an opportunity to move forward on them. But again, they got to put skin in the game to get it done.
Yeah, very true. You said these are shovel ready. How quickly do you see them getting started?
You know, most of the bridge projects, once we get this through the process, they could start just as soon as we give them the okay. These are things that are already in the plans. They've been in the plans for years, so it's just a matter of going out there and fund it and getting the bids out and getting people to work.
Governor, are there any bills that have been pre-filed or things that you've heard about from legislators, whether in the House or the Senate, that you're going to sort of help shepherd through this process?
You know, Mark, I mean, we're still way early in the process up here to even know what everything's going to be filed or what it's going to look like. Right now, we're staying totally focused on workforce development, infrastructure, and kind of our agenda right now. And then we're going to be working with the legislators all through session to try to find out what their priorities are and how we can work together. But we're going to make an effort to make sure that we're having meetings and staying, trying to do what we can to move Missouri forward for everybody's sake.
Sure. And, you know, I brought this up when we talked in Jeff City, and I know that you're not ready to comment on specifics of a proposal when it comes to a city-county merger. I did want to point out, though, that there was an article yesterday that Senator Schatz and Senator Walsh, the Republican and Democrat leaders in the Senate, have both said that they're not in favor of a statewide vote on that issue. How do you feel about that?
You know, I honestly, I don't even know where we're at on that issue. I know the talk of that in St. Louis and everything, and I guess we're going to see how that comes out. But, you know, I think it's way too early to say whether that's a good thing or a bad thing just yet. I think that's going to be up to that St. Louis region.
Yeah, well, ultimately, we hope the voters in St. Louis get to make that decision. But listen, Governor Mike Parson, I appreciate your time this morning, sir. Thank you.
All right, Mark. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You have a great day. Appreciate that. So, obviously, Governor's a little noncommittal on the city-county merger issue. I did appreciate the fact that Senator Schatz, who is my state senator, and Gina Walsh, who's the Democrat, I think she's from the Bellefonte Neighbors area, who's the minority leader in the Senate, both came out yesterday in an article and said that they were opposed to a statewide vote on any sort of merger. And I've said there's a little bit of a shell game going on here. You'll hear the people at Better Together claim that, well, we have to have a statewide vote. Well, they have to have a statewide vote to do what they want to do. That's not what the Missouri Constitution says about the city and county becoming one again.